Hi, I'm Josh Harris with AM 1160 The Quest. It's 7:21, and I have the privilege of chatting with Father John Klein, a sensational musician and frontman for RC Collective, an amazing musical group. He is also a featured entertainer at Jams and Jokes, a comedy and music fundraiser that is benefiting Holy Spirit Catholic Church. August 17th, 7 p.m., grab your tickets at savejj.com. Father John Klein, how are you, pal?
Hey, Josh, great to hear from you, and good morning to everybody.
What I love about you, your priesthood, is how you engage the youth so dynamically with your musical gifts. I'd love to know a little bit more about what music has meant to your priesthood.
I guess since I was a little kid, 16 years old, I got my first guitar. I've always loved music, whether it's playing classic rock on an electric guitar or writing my own songs on an acoustic or playing piano. Music really has played a really important and beautiful part of my own life and even my priesthood. I studied in Nashville music production, hearing a call and entering seminary. And then it's amazing how obviously God is the one who gives you gifts. And so he's going to provide so many opportunities along the way if you're following his will in your life for you to use those gifts and talents for his glory and for your own enjoyment and for a fruitful ministry. So really, when I said yes to the priesthood and I put Christ in the center of my life, that was when actually my love for music found its proper place. And I begin to notice that all these opportunities coming up from, one of the first ones was World Youth Day in 2011, where I got to go to Madrid and play in the Santiago Bernabeu, which is the Real Madrid soccer stadium, at an event for World Youth Day. And at that moment, I had given up guitar, entering seminary, thinking God wasn't going to let me use it or didn't want me to. And then I found myself a couple years later playing music for thousands of young people. And it was very clear at that moment, God was giving music to me and saying, not for your own glory, but now use it for the kingdom, use it for me. And since that moment, whether it's been playing music for high school, a lot of high school and college retreats, to recording some of my own solo stuff with some friends in Nashville. And more recently, I got connected with a good friend whose name is Fred Gretsch, who owns a guitar and drum company called Gretsch Guitars and Drums.
Of course, one of the most iconic musical instrument companies ever made, created.
Yeah, so I met him. I mean, providence, it's all God's providence. I met him in Rome. He became a good friend of mine. He came to my ordination, and he really wanted to support any formation or any opportunities to use music to evangelize. And so he's made it possible for us to form a group called the Regnum Christi Music Collective, or the RC Music Collective. And it's gathering young people who have a gift for music and leadership from different parts of the country to come together and write and record Catholic music, and also to offer retreats and mission opportunities to help young musicians discover and use their musical talent for building God's kingdom.
What I like about what you said, too, is, and I think it goes to the heart of what so many people are scared of, right? If I give this thing to God, he's just going to take it away, or he's just going to make it bland. Look at the magnificence of God's currency exchange. You gave him the guitar. You gave him the music, which maybe was looking like, at the time, open mic nights or small gigs. I mean, wherever people fight for stage time. And the currency he gave you back was a packed soccer stadium, the most iconic Catholic celebration, at least for young adults, ever created. What a cool gift. And I heard you recently had an experience that was pretty exciting while traveling abroad. Can you share a little bit more about that?
Yes. So currently I do a lot of college ministry, and I was at a Catholic leadership program for college students in Germany and Rome called the Catholic Worldview Fellowship. It's a one-month opportunity to grow in your Catholic faith. We were set to travel, all 40 of us, from Germany to Rome on the day of the IT kind of shutdown or failure. And so we were in this chaotic airport, and it was mayhem. Everybody was tense. And all of our group of 40 college kids, we had a guitar. We pulled it out, and we just started singing anything from La Bamba to Country Roads to Chicken Fried to praise and worship music in the airport. And it was amazing how this airport, it just changed the environment for many people, going from frustrated and angry and confused to singing and praying. And the joy of all the college students, I think, helped people to relax and created a much more human and beautiful environment as people were singing with us and praying with us. And we spent the whole day in the airport. Everything was shut down. And we ended up having to take 5 trains the next day from Germany through the Swiss Alps all the way to Rome. So we were singing on the train all day. Music clearly brought us together and made something which could have been frustrating and heavy, and it changed it into something that was a great adventure. That's just one way in which God can take a gift that you have, and when you offer that gift into an environment or with a group, you can actually bring God's joy and peace and freedom to worldly situations that otherwise would be frustrating and difficult.
That was probably a pretty powerful platform for evangelization, because there's bystanders, there are people listening, and they're observing, and they're going, what is up with the joy of these people? How could they be celebrating when all these flights are canceled, when all their plans are interrupted? And yet, what do we say? The joy of the Lord is our strength. So what a testimony yes. to God's unconditional love, joy, excitement. He says, right, they'll know you by your love. And it sounds like that other people were participating.
Yes, of course. So we tried to play songs that doesn't matter what language you speak, people will know. Like a good one is Wonderwall by Oasis. If you play Wonderwall by Oasis in any airport in the world, or it doesn't matter what language people speak, everybody knows the words, or La Bamba, or Country Roads. those songs, you play a few of those, and then you might, play a praise and worship song. And it gathers people together, and then it also brings God into it. So
you are earning the right to be heard. I love that. What an incredible yes. testimony. Real quick before I go, I want to plug, you guys have a song coming out this Friday. What is that song?
Yes, we're releasing a song called Hope Awakens. I do a lot of street evangelization and homeless ministry with young people throughout the country with a group called Mission Youth. And so we wrote a song to help encourage young people to be courageous in their faith, and especially going out and sharing that in their schools and on the streets. And so the song is called Hope Awakens, about how the resurrection gives us this tremendous hope, and we don't need to be afraid to talk about our faith, but actually hope awakens with us a new life and courage and new horizons. It's called Hope Awakens. It's going to release this Thursday, actually, which is the Feast of the Assumption. It'll come out on Spotify. We'll have a music video on YouTube.
Great. So check out RC Music Collective on all platforms, especially zone into that song, Hope Awakens, coming out this Friday. And if you want to see Father John live, as well as some amazing other musicians and clean comedians, check it out this Saturday, 7 p.m., savejj.com. All proceeds benefit Holy Spirit Catholic Church. With that said, Father, can you close us in a quick blessing?
Glory to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And may God bless you, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Father Klein. Look forward to seeing you live this Saturday at Holy Spirit. Learn more at savejj.com. Now back to the Sunrise Morning Show on AM 1160 The Quest.